The Morning Watch. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Good morning, neighbors and friends. Once again, we greet you with the Morning Watch, the voice of Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. Sent to you through the facilities of this wonderful station, WHAS in Louisville. Yes, sent to you as you pray for us, and as you share with us your material gifts, which enable us to take care of the necessary expense at this end of the line. And now, will you let me ask you to do me just a personal favor? Sit down and at least drop me a postal card today. We want a good mail count this week. We need it. And if you have a gift, we'll appreciate that. If not, we'd like to hear from you far and near, won't you? All right, here's Professor Turner and the chorus choir singing for us Such Love. Mrs. Peniston at the console of the organ in the Great Hughes Auditorium at Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. Thank you, Professor Turner and the chorus, and Mrs. Peniston and Mrs. Dean at the grand piano. This is Tuesday, and time for us to present to you some of our students here at Asbury College. Gives me a great joy to present to you this morning Miss Rosalind Rinker, who I first met way over in China a few years ago and traveling around the world with the Asbury College Foreign Missionary Team. Miss Rinker could not be serving out there in China today, and hence she's been putting in the time here at Asbury College, preparing herself and better fitting herself to go back to that land as soon as the war is over to minister to China's needy millions. And I've asked her to come to the microphone and talk to us this morning, and here she is speaking to us on how to deal with criticism. Miss Rosalind Rinker.
The other day, I had a very interesting conversation with a friend. What does it mean to judge another? She asked. Did you ever look up that word in your dictionary? I replied. She admitted she had not, nor could she give me a satisfactory definition. By the way, the dictionary habit is a good one to acquire and will help make your Bible a new book. This is judging, to decide what another needs or is guilty of, when we ourselves have not that sympathy and love born of a humble knowledge of our own failures and of God's abundant mercy, and when we are not qualified by sufficient knowledge of the whole situation to come to an authoritative conclusion regarding another person. In his letter to the Romans, Paul warned them regarding judging. You are inexcusable, whoever you are, if you pose as a judge. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Is judging justifiable? Yes, God expects us to know and to be able to distinguish what is right and what is wrong. A wise man will not only make a careful observation, but he will know what to do after the observation is made. Solomon says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. After what? After reflection. A spiritual man will go farther than that. I quote from Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Discernment is God's call to intercession, never to fault-finding. If we are not heedful of the way the Spirit of God works in us, we shall become spiritual hypocrites. We see where other folks are failing, and we turn our discernment into criticism instead of into intercession on their behalf. The revelation is made to us not through the acuteness of our minds, but by the direct penetration of the Spirit of God. He reveals things in order that we may take the burden of these souls before Him and form the mind of Christ about them in intercession. End quote. When such an observation is made, or let us say, when such a discernment is given regarding another's fault, which is usually a deep need still unmet, we can do one of these two things. First, take the way of least resistance and communicate that observation to another at the first opportunity and usually at every other following opportunity. Or second, we can take the way of love, Calvary love, and alone in our prayer closet, pray for that one with a tender heart as we would want him to do for us were the case reversed. The first way requires no strength of character, only a loose tongue and a neglected prayer closet. The second way is the way of discipline, decision, and sacrifice. Our Lord's life was characterized by sacrifice. Can we do anything less than he did? It was while I was a missionary in China that God began to teach me this lesson in actual experience. I had been powerfully convicted on the sin of criticism, had faced it as such, and made some painful restitutions. I took my stand according to the standards I have just mentioned. That is, go to God and not to another person. Then came the test. I was out in a country station where there were two student pastors. After hearing one of them preach, I had a strong desire to share my thoughts with my co-workers. I was checked and obeyed. I took it to the Lord and every day prayed for that young man. At the end of the seventh day, I was surprised when he said to me, Miss Rinker, may I have a few words with you? We went into the chapel, and I said to him, I have been praying especially for you all this week. His eyes filled with tears, and he wondered how I knew of his deep spiritual dissatisfaction. Do you think I was sorry then that I had not carelessly commented on his needs as it had been revealed to me? Oh, I was glad that I had obeyed the gentle check of the Holy Spirit. For now, the door was wide open to help him. While criticism would have created an attitude of prejudice and blocked blessing God might have had for us both. I would not be honest with you if I did not tell you another story also. A Chinese sister came with her problem. I told her we would pray and God would surely make a way. But as soon as she had left, I ran across the yard, full of the burden of her need, and told it all to a fellow missionary, asking her advice. I returned then to my room to pray, but strangely, there was no prayer burden left. It had vanished. It had gone. Deeply contrite, I knelt asking forgiveness. I had taken my burden to a human friend before I had taken it to my divine friend. Thus he taught me the inner meaning of his words, Love one another as I have loved you. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. But when the tables are turned, and I am the victim of criticism, what should I do? Here are some definite principles which can be followed. First, guard against self-defense. It was the Pharisees who sought to defend themselves and justify themselves. Satan gets us busy thinking up ways and means to defend ourselves so that we may ease our conscience. Second, do not answer back. The person has already done himself far more harm than I can possibly do by retaliating. In the long run, reputation does not depend on words but deeds and the heart condition out of which the deeds issue. We can trust our reputations with the Lord. Third, avoid resentment or bitterness with all the help you can get from God, for it creeps in like dust under the windowsill. It is harder to detect than poison gas, and its roots go deep. When criticized, first say to the person, "Thank you, I will think it over." Then take it to God in prayer and thank Him for permitting this test of love from Him to come into your life. And say, "Lord, tell me, is that true of me? Or what part of it is true?" If any part of the criticism is true, make it right and thank Him again for sending this person to you. If it is not true, just rejoice and forget about it, but let love and compassion flow for the one Satan sought to use to trip you. Christ's attitude, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The attitude of the psalmist is to be coveted. "Let the righteous smite me, and it shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me, and it shall be as oil upon my head." Let us be our own most severe judge and our neighbor's best lover.
Thank you, Miss Rinker, for that most helpful message this morning. On behalf of our great radio family, I want to tell you that you have done us good. And now, we'll listen to our chorus under the direction of Professor Turner as they sing for us, "In the Service of the King." All right? Thank you, Professor Turner and choir. That's the way we feel about it this morning. We're happy in the service of the King. You've been listening to The Morning Watch, the voice of Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky, sent to you through the facilities of this wonderful station, WHAS, in Louisville. And until tomorrow morning at 6:15, when we'll be around your way again, remember, neighbors, keep living for Him. Address your mail to Asbury College Radio Office, Wilmore, Kentucky. And remember, we want the old mail count to go up, so let us hear from you if you're enjoying our programs. I live for Him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I live for Him who died for me. My Savior and my God.